My beloved is mine, and I am his. He feeds his flock among the lilies. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or a young stag upon the mountains of Bether. Song of Solomon 2:16-17. Perhaps the happiest verse in Scripture is, My beloved is mine, and I am his. It's so peaceful, so full of assurance, so overrunning with happiness and contentment. But there's a cloud in the sky which casts a shadow over the scene. There's foreboding in, until the day breaks and the shadows flee away. Also, the mountains are called Bether, which means division. To those deeply in love, division causes lovesickness. Beloved, this may be your present state of mind. You do not doubt your salvation. You know that Christ is yours, but you're not feasting with him. You understand your need of him, so you don't have any doubt that you belong to him. But you can't say with the bride, I am lovesick. His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Song of Solomon 2:5-6. Many saints don't want to be lovesick. They want a comfortable feeling of being saved without getting too close to their Lord. But perhaps you want more of him, and you're willing to be lovesick for his presence. A shadow of sadness is in your heart, perhaps by affliction, certainly by the temporary absence of your Lord. So even while exclaiming, I am his, you feel the need to kneel and pray. Until the day breaks and the shadows flee away, turn, my beloved. Where is he? You ask. And the answer comes, he feeds his flock among the lilies. If you want more of Christ, seek him in communion with his people. Come to the means of grace provided in the church. Oh, for a glimpse of him. Oh, to eat with him in the fellowship of the saints. Acts 2:42.